Good morning. Happy Sabbath, you guys. How are y'all today? We're doing good? It's okay. Look, we got a good presentation for you right here. How about that? Yes, that's what I want to see, a beautiful smile. How are y'all feeling today? Good. Today's story is going to be about three Hebrew boys, okay? Three Hebrew boys who obey God instead of man, okay? Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, ordered his workers to make a big idol. It was to be made of gold and set up in a place where everyone could see it. When it was done, all his helpers, leaders of the people, soldiers, and wise men should come together before the great idol. Now he has built this great idol made of gold. When you hear the sound of music, you must bow down and worship this idol. Any person who does not bow down before it and worship it, there shall be thrown into a great furnace of fire. There were three men standing near who knew right away that they would never do this. They were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They worshiped the true God, who had also made rules, like, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any engraved image. Thou shalt never, never bow down before the king's idol." Never bow down, right? Now, there were some men in that land who did not like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were jealous and wanted to harm them. So they went to the king. "O king," one man said to him, "did you make a rule that when the people heard the sound of the music, that they shall all bow before your idol made of gold?" "This is true," answered the king, "but there was some who have not done this." They went on, "These men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have trusted with your business affairs, have not worship the idol as you wish everyone to do." When the king heard this, he was very angry. He ordered that the three men be brought before him. "Is this true?" he asked them, and they said, It was true. "Yes, indeed. If you will bow down the next time the music sounds, boom, 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 I will not punish you. But if you will not do it, I shall throw you into the furnace of fire. Who will help you then?" The three men answered, "We are not worried. The living God, whom we love and serve, can help us safe from either you and this fire. But if he does not help us, we still will obey him. We shall never bow down before your golden idol." How angry the king was at them. "You shall be thrown into the fiery furnace," he shouted, and he gave orders that the furnace should be heated 7 times than the usual was. Oh, my goodness. What is about to happen now? Are y'all curious? Y'all probably already know, but we're going to continue. All right, so now the king came together with some of his soldiers and other helpers before the great hot furnace. The 3 men were brought before the king. Uh-oh, what's gonna happen now? Because you have disobeyed me, the king said, you shall now be thrown into the furnace. And he told his soldiers, tie them and put them in the fire. As they all watched, the king spoke. He sounded both surprised and afraid. Didn't we put 3 men in the fire? That's right, we did. But I see 4, he cried. They all looked, and sure enough, he was right. There were 4 persons in the furnace, and they are not tied up, the king said. They are walking around, and the fire is not burning them at all. God has sent an angel to keep Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego safe from the fire. The king called for 3 men to come out of the furnace. Everyone looked at them. It was true. The fire had not hurt them at all. It did not hurt them at all. Then the king said, blessed be your God who sent his angel to keep you safe because you worship only him. I now give another order. Anyone who says anything against the God of these 3 men, they shall be punished. And he gave the 3 men even better jobs in his kingdom. So, can anyone tell me what was the good moral of that story? Who did they obey? Oh, they obeyed God. So, were they going to be killed if they did not obey God?
No.
Were they going to be killed if they did not obey the king? Okay, so even unto death, they were willing to listen to who?
Who? God.
And this is what we have to do, okay? So, even on any situation given, okay? Let's say if you get your toys taken away from you, if anything was to happen, who do we are supposed to obey first?
God.
That's right. So keep that in your heart because there will come times as you grow up, times of trouble, okay, where we will have to obey who first?
God.
That's right. We always want to keep in our heart to always obey your parents and obey God's commandment. Anyone would like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for all of us letting us be here. Thank you for letting us learn something new. And please bless the Sabbath and all of us here. In Jesus' name, amen.